We are very, very sorry that the Constitutional Court is rather in politics than in law, because what we have seen yesterday is everything but not the implementation of law of our Constitution.
So what does your party plan to do next now that the candidacy of Mr. Babo has been rejected by the Constitutional Court? What's next now for the party?
Well, what I can tell you is that tomorrow, the Secretary General of the party and the President of our General Gathering, which we call ADS, will give a press conference, and we shall let you know we are going to do next. But what we must know is that we will not resign. We will continue the political struggle because we consider that the decision of the Constitutional Court is not normal. It is not implementation of our Constitution. It is unconstitutional. So we shall continue to emphasize the fact that we have the right to be on the list. Our candidate has the right to run for this term. And we are going to denounce, the fact that Mr. Ouattara has been received as a candidate, which is also unconstitutional.
The candidacy of Henry Konan Bédié was validated. So some people are suggesting, is it possible for the opposition to come together to support Mr. Bédié?
Well, the first thing that everybody should know is that if Mr. Ouattara has decided, despite our constitution, it is not to lose the election, he is going to win the election by all means. Even if he is defeated, he will say that he is the winner. So what is important today is not the validation of Mr. Bédié's candidacy. It is the fact that Mr. Ouattara has decided to take, in fact, it is a coup. It is a constitutional coup. He is going to take power by force. So what we have to fight for is the conditions of these elections. Number one, change the constitutional court, especially the president, because he's a member of Mr. Ouattara's political. Number two, we must change the commission in charge of the election, the National Electoral Commission. And number three, we must have an audit of the list, the electoral list. If these three conditions are not put together, if we consider that if Mr. Bédié considers that he is a candidate, he can win in front of Mr. Ouattara, even if all the country votes for him, he will be defeated, because this is what Mr. Ouattara will decide. And we have seen that it is what Mr. Ouattara decides that the Constitutional Court implements. It is not the contrary. So we have to be intelligent and fight for good conditions of election.